I take for my text today the epistle lesson, a portion of the Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Paul's primary purpose in writing to this letter was to thank the Philippians for the gift that they had sent him on learning of his detention at Rome. However, he makes use of this occasion to report on his own circumstances and to encourage the Philippians to stand firm in the face of persecution and rejoice regardless of the circumstances. In this particular passage, he exhorts the Philippians to humility and unity, following the example of Christ. This is one of the greatest passages on our Lord Jesus Christ, showing what he did in paying the penalty for your and my sin. This is not a story of rags to riches, but of one who went from majesty to humility, the majesty of God to a criminal's death upon the cross. Paul starts out by suggesting that our attitude to life should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, an attitude of humility that makes us willing to give up what we have for the sake of others. I think it is true to say that we tend to think of our own self-interest. We tend to think of our own rights. We have created a me generation that has a tendency to think that of his or her own needs and not those of others. In verse 6, we see the emphasis on the great majesty of Christ. It says, "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." This was an affirmation that Jesus was fully God. If we are really going to appreciate the true humility of Jesus Christ, the key is to come to terms with the fact that Christ is one with the Almighty God. Paul then goes on to further explain that Jesus was God in his nature and did not need to hold on to that. He did not need to defend it. He was God. He did not consider this was something to be grasped or held on to. Jesus possessed the glory of God. You will recall what the Bible tells us when man first committed sin in the Garden of Eden. The serpent tempted them with, "The day that thou eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good from evil." Now here we have Jesus Christ, who is God, who surrendered the glory of his godliness in taking on our human nature, to walk as human flesh upon this earth, to take on the full nature of man, to become one of us. But let us not forget that he was both always true God and true man. Taking on the nature of a servant, Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. To take on the nature of a servant, that was his humility. He possessed supreme authority, yet he became a servant. Humility is the example of Christ. If we wish to be good Christians, we should follow Christ in the attitude of humility. Only if we humble ourselves and allow Jesus to be our example and motivate us to the service in humility will we truly be able to be the Christian that we would like to be and that God would have us be. In verse 8, we also see that Christ was obedient unto God's will. Jesus placed himself as a servant to do God's will, and he never shrank from that. Jesus' obedience went to the ultimate, to the point of death. His whole mission in coming to earth was about that death upon the cross. He came to die. He was obedient and went beyond merely death, but died a shameful and degrading death, a death of crucifixion. It was because of our sins and God's love that Jesus took the step of obedience. His soul was overwhelmed with sorrow. In St. Matthew's version of the evening in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus fell on his face and asked his Father, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." If Christ was willing to die on the cross for us, I suggest that it is our duty to live in obedience to him. Jesus said, "If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. We all know that the cross was not an end, but an entrance into glory. It was because of his obedience that we have the good news of salvation and the redemption of all mankind. Still with our epistle lesson, we now come to verses 9 to 11. Here we see that God responded to Christ's humility and obedience by exalting Jesus above all others, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The Bible calls on us all to crucify ourselves, to take up our cross daily. We are to crucify our own needs and our selfish interests that we might live to Christ. The interpretation of all this is, not only is Jesus Christ exalted, but when we are reverential to Christ and we follow his example through humility and obedience, we share in that glory. Jesus died because he wants us to experience new life. In order to do this, we must follow his example of obedience and humility. This has been unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen.